Ukraine security issue.
A 15-year-old girl was hospitalized in the Dnipro hospital after today's missile attack by Russia. Almost 2 dozen people were injured. The head of the Dnipropetrovsk Regional State Administration, Valentin Reznichenko, reported. The Russian Federation also hit the critical infrastructure of the Kharkiv and Odessa regions with rockets. There are also wounded civilians there. According to the Prime Minister of Ukraine, Denis Shmyhal, few missile strikes by the Russian invaders are aimed at critical and energy infrastructure facilities. Our gas production, our enterprises in Dnipro-Pivdenmash are being bombed. But despite this, we understand how to restrain the occupiers. We understand the taste of victory from a counterattack. We will definitely win and definitely become part of the EU, said Denis Shmyhal. As a result of today's shelling, the gas production infrastructure was damaged. In the east of Ukraine, there are several destroyed and damaged facilities of the largest Ukrainian gas producer, Ukrgazvydobuvanie. This was announced by the chairman of the board of Naftogaz, Oleksiy Chernyshov. President Volodymyr Zelensky reacted to the Russian missile attack, calling it as another confirmation that Russia wants peace. According to him, the Russian Federation actually wants to bring Ukrainians as much pain and suffering as possible. The president of Ukraine proposed a public format for negotiations with Putin. Volodymyr Zelensky said that he had received signals from Western partners about Putin's desire for direct negotiations with Ukraine. According to him, Russia is waging a full-scale aggressive war against Ukraine, and so many negotiations should take place publicly, not behind the scenes. The president recalled that during the Group of 20 summit, he made proposals aimed at achieving peace in our country. According to the results of the 7th meeting of the Group of Partners of Ukraine in the Rammstein format, the defense forces will receive ammunition for multiple launch rocket system, air defense systems and artillery. According to Serhiy Kuzan, head of the Ukrainian Center for Security and Cooperation, Rammstein's decisions are mostly aimed at supporting the already provided weapon systems, although there are also new types of weapons. The range of weapons is increasing, but more and more systematically they help with those weapons that are already in possession of Ukraine and now require additional ammunition, maintenance and repair. Our air defense system will be deeply stratified, and each such launcher, each such radar is a reinforced of the structure and architecture of our air defense. According to dynamics that we are observing, there is a consensus in Western societies, and it is reflected by representatives of their defense agencies, that their assistance should be continued, said Serhiy Kuzan. Ukrainian specialists will participate in the investigation of the fall of missiles in Poland. This was announced by President Zelensky at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum conference. According to the head of the Bureau of International Policy of the administration of Polish President Jakub Kumocha, a Polish-American investigative team is currently working at the site. Earlier, Ukraine announced its readiness to provide its specialists to investigate the incident. Russian shelling increased the risk of accidents at nuclear facilities in Ukraine. This was stated by IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi. On October the 15th, Khmelnytskyi nuclear power plant lost access to power grids for more than 9 hours, forcing it to temporarily rely on diesel generators as a backup power source. And at the Rivnenskaya NPP, there was damage one of its power lines. According to Grossi, the stations need external electrical power for normal operation. As it was reported earlier, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, will send expert missions to the Rivne, Khmelnytsky and South Ukraine nuclear power plants, as well as to the Chernobyl NPP in the coming weeks at the request of the Ukrainian government. The Verkhovna Rada appealed to the G20 to exclude Russia from the G20. The appeal was supported by 310 members of parliament, and MP Yaroslav Zhelyznyak reported this. The parliament justified its demand by the fact that Russia is purposely killing the population of Ukraine, which has all the signs of genocide. The Czech parliament recognized the Russian regime as terrorist. The MPs condemned the large-scale attacks on civilians and key energy infrastructure. This is stated in the text of the document published on the website of the parliament. In October, Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe adopted a resolution calling Russia a terrorist regime. The parliaments of Estonia, Lithuania and Poland recognized the Russian regime as a terrorist. In the deoccupied territory of the Kherson region, law enforcement officers discovered 11 places where the Russian occupiers illegally detained and tortured civilians. This was reported by the Minister of Internal Affairs, Denis Monastirsky. According to him, more than 6 dozen bodies with signs of torture have already been found. 436 proceedings have already been instituted based on the results of the first signs of war crimes. In the first days when the police were working, 11 places of deprivation of liberty were discovered in the Kherson region, where civilians were illegally detained. The torture was used in 4 places. Investigators are now inspecting these places and recording every fact of torture, finding witnesses, those who survived these tortures. The bodies of those who were tortured are also exhumed. So far, 63 bodies have been found, but we must understand that the search has only just begun, said Denis Monastirsky. In the liberated territories of Kherson region, demining continues, as the Deputy Minister of Internal Affairs, Marie Yakopian, told Suspilne, the Mykolaiv-Kherson highway, railway stations and 50 kilometers of track have almost been demined. Another 200,000 square kilometers of territory remain untested. According to Yakopian, some territories were deliberately mined during the withdrawal of Russian troops. According to preliminary estimates by experts, demining of Ukraine will last at least 5-7 years.